This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
The Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo, a unique and memorable celebration of music, dance and military pageantry is underway at the moment. But did you know that this iconic event also has a couple shows coming up with audio description and with a touch tour beforehand? Well, we're going to find out a bit more about it from audio describer Amanda Drollinger. It is so nice speaking with you again, Amanda.
Thank you for having me back to talk about the tattoo.
Before we get into the nitty gritty, for someone who's never been to the Edinburgh Tattoo, what can we expect at an event like this?
If you've never been to the Edinburgh Tattoo, and maybe never been to the castle either, this is a large open-air event right in front of the castle, in purpose-built bandstands that surround three sides of the esplanade and have a beautiful framed view of the gate and entrance into the castle. This has been going on for 74 years and started just after the end of the Second World War as a celebration of peace carrying on and a way to raise charitable funds to help veteran soldiers after the war that needed additional support.
I believe the tattoo is still continuing the tradition of having this as a charitable event.
Yes. So the main purpose is to raise money to donate to various charities, and over the 74-year lifespan of the tattoo have donated millions of pounds to different charities.
So just describing an event like this, you said it's open air and I have seen the setup before. So I know it's a massive, massive outdoor venue. So is it quite different audio describing something like that compared to maybe a small theater or a smaller venue in general?
It's quite different. You've got 9,000 attendees watching the show at the same time. They're not encouraged to be silent, so the audience is loud and participating. The music itself is also much louder than you would ever get in a theater. We have over 800 performers on the Esplanade. Many of them are drummers and bagpipers, and you can imagine the volume of several hundred drummers and bagpipers playing at the same time. We're also always contending with the beautiful, glorious Scottish weather, which can range from sun, which really sinks into the stands and warms the place up, or pelting rain and wind. And the show goes on regardless of the weather conditions.
So Amanda, I know you have been audio describing this event for a long time. So what has changed over the years and how long has this been going on for?
So the tattoo has been audio described for nearly 20 years. The way that it's been described has changed over the years, initially with pre-recorded scripts going out to patrons to hear what the acts were going to look and sound like and be dressed in on the day. I've been describing the show since 2009, and we've been using since then radio equipment to broadcast live as the show goes on to individuals through personal headsets.
And I imagine even the experience for the audience member will be a little bit different. I mean, the setup will be quite similar. You would get your audio description headset beforehand, I imagine.
Yes. So members of the audience that want to have the touch tour and audio description are met by tattoo staff and taken into the castle to have a touch tour with several members of the cast before the show starts. And that's when they're given their headsets before they go back to their seats. Members that don't want a touch tour can be given a headset when they arrive.
Now, I know you have already had your preview night. You had your preview touch tour. So how did that go? What was the most exciting thing for the people that were in attendance for the touch tour itself?
So the most exciting part of the touch tour is always getting to meet cast members. There are local British contingencies and regiments that are always represented, but there's always foreign acts as well This is an opportunity to hear about different cultures, the different costumes that they might be wearing, or the different uniforms. And it is a blend of civilian and military acts that participate in the tattoo. They also bring their own personal items that they have during the tattoo. So getting to have a feel of a pair of bagpipes, an electric violin, getting to try a small drum lesson from a very professional drummer, or try the drum major's mace. We also had the opportunity to handle some of the drill rifles, which are completely safe as they're non-functioning rifles. And though the bayonets on them are gleaming and may look sharp, they're actually dull and can be held in your hand. So this is all part of the excitement of getting to go to the touch tour.
So when is the touch tour happening? And of course, when are those, I believe it's two audio described events you have coming up.
Yes, there are two nights remaining that have audio description on the 8th of August and on the 13th of August. The timing of both of those shows is the same. The touch tour starts at 8:30 inside the castle and runs from 8:30 to 8:50. That gives you plenty of time to get to your seats after the touch tour before the show starts at 9:30.
And is there anything else you think is worth knowing before we go to an event like this?
It is worth bearing in mind that it does go on in any weather. And so some of the effects and equipment don't work as well in heavy rain. So there are changes in that way to the show. So always, always wear appropriate clothes for the weather conditions of the day.
Brilliant. And how do we go about booking the touch tour and organizing the correct access tickets for the night?
The best thing to do is to call the tattoo box office to make arrangements for both at the same time.
So for that number, you can call the box office at 0131-225-1188, and you can call them Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And those dates again are Thursday the 8th of August and Tuesday 13th of August. Well, Amanda Drollinger, thank you so much for chatting to us about audio description, and I hope you have an amazing time audio describing the Edinburgh Tattoo once again.
Thank you very much.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.